Just Ask, Why Seeking Support is Your Greatest Strength, by Andy Lepata, and narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga Egmont. For Richard, and for anyone who feels alone and unable to ask for help, also for my dad, thank you for taking me on this journey. Judge a man by his questions rather than by his answers. Voltaire. We might impress people with our strengths, but we connect with people through our weaknesses. Craig Rochelle. Vulnerability is not weakness. It is our greatest measure of courage. Brené Brown. Prologue. This book begins with a dedication to Richard. Let me explain why. In late March 2016, I heard the news that Richard had died suddenly. He had always been a fit and healthy man, and no more information was offered. Richard was one of the nicest men you could ever wish to meet. Known to family and friends as a gentle giant, he always wore a warm smile and was generous with his time and willing to help and support people in his network. He actively strived to make a difference to the people around him in his life. As we waited for the news of the funeral, many of Richard's mutual friends exchanged shocked condolences and sought an answer. Nobody seemed to know what had happened. Richard was cremated in mid-April, a few weeks after his death. I couldn't attend, unfortunately, but was told by several people that there was standing room only at the church. A week later, over 50 people travelled to Richard's hometown for a walk in the surrounding hills, something that Richard loved during his life, followed by a memorial lunch. Over half the people there took the opportunity to share a memory of the friend we had lost, and each of them told stories that had a common thread. Richard was one of life's givers. He was always there for his network and friends, and his attention would always be on what he could do for others, not on what they could do for him. One mourner had flown in from Africa, and she shared how Richard had travelled at his own cost for a week to help her set up a charity in her native country. Another flew into this small English village from the US just to pay his respects. He said something that was later to have huge resonance. "You know what?" he started. "I still don't know what Richard did for a living. Every time we met, he was only interested in me and what I was doing and how he could help. He never talked about himself." The next day, I found out what had happened. My worst suspicions were confirmed. Richard had taken his own life. His wife, Caroline, told me, "Richard was helping many people, but wasn't necessarily using his ability to develop the business he strived for. You see, helping others to do what they strive to do and teaching them to do that was the way that he should have made a living. Giving was more important to him, but that philosophy was to some extent his downfall. The fact that he helped others but didn't leverage that gift to generate an income meant that he suffered financial difficulties. Those difficulties contributed greatly to his ultimate decision to take his own life. It's a twisted irony that, when it mattered, Richard wasn't able to allow the same network to help him. And I have no doubt that the people at his memorial lunch, those at his funeral, and many others who couldn't be at either, would have had no hesitation in helping in any way they could." Caroline ended her eulogy at Richard's funeral by saying, "There are many memories to treasure. Richard was a unique and much-loved gentle giant with a very big heart, and he will always be remembered with a smile." There was a lot of love for Richard in that room, and, I'm sure, enough resource, both financial and emotional, to have ensured that he could have got back on his feet. I'm not saying that Richard was wrong or at fault for not sharing his woes with his network. That oversimplifies a very difficult and complex situation, and he sadly wasn't the first person to have chosen this drastic route rather than open up to people and let them help him. And he won't be the last. So many things stop us from asking for help. What we don't always realize is that people want to help. They like to help. And they will feel hurt if we don't let them help.